Let's bring him in. Pat Pagano. Google list this morning.
We'll get to that. I was hoping maybe you could solve the problem. I've already emailed Mike Merrin, but we'll talk about that in a second. Let's talk about the weather. Okay, we have a front this morning that stretches from northern New England down to Texas. Along the front, there are showers. The heaviest showers and thunderstorms today will occur over the plains, where it could be severe. So the front is going to try to come south, but it's not going to make it. So what it's going to do is produce clouds today. Clouds and sun, mid-70s, and it's humid. Partly cloudy tonight, mid-50s. Hazy, warm, and even more humid Saturday, 80. Now the front gets closer Sunday, so here's where the showers begin to develop, especially by afternoon. High 75 to 80. And now since the front stalls, it's going to act like a bowling alley for Tropical Storm Nate. Nate is over the Yucatan with 45 mile per hour winds, very close to the Yucatan, so he's near land. And the structure of Nate, I'm not impressed. However, the Hurricane Center says that using the radar from down there, they do see an eye. Well, that's good for me because, you know, if they do, I don't. Only because I don't have the radar, but I do have the satellite. And the satellite looks like a mess. However, as Nate gets into the Gulf of Mexico, very warm water there, it is expected to intensify to at least a Cat 1 hurricane. The modeling is in great agreement, Marshall, that this storm will make landfall between New Orleans and Tallahassee, Florida. So that's where it's going to go, and it's in good agreement that once it does make landfall late Saturday night, Sunday morning, it will speed northeastward, probably wind up, the remains of it wind up crossing New Jersey and New York City sometime Monday. So that's where we get most of the rain, Monday into Monday night. And most of us could see 1 to 2 inches of rain from that. And then even after that departs, there will be a second low coming down across the Great Lakes that will produce more rain, probably around Thursday of next week. So next week definitely shaping up to be a wet week, which is a lot different from the last couple of weeks. And again, planning outdoor activities, I don't see any wet weather today or tomorrow, but showers will again materialize by Sunday afternoon, and of course Monday to me looks very wet.
So showers on Sunday afternoon.
Right.
Well, that's not too bad because we can get through most of the weekend. I mean, Pat, we have the Salisbury Fall Festival today, tomorrow, and Sunday. We have the Pine Plains FFA Festival today and tomorrow. We have the Norfolk Fall Festival, which goes on Saturday. We have Sharon Audubon with their bird walk tomorrow morning, which runs from 7 till 9. The Cornwall Library, their Columbus Day book sale goes on. Berkshire Botanical Garden has their harvest festival tomorrow and Sunday. Lakeville Host Company has their roast beef dinner on Saturday from 5 to 8. We have the breakfast with the Salisbury VAM Volunteer Ambulance Squad on Sunday morning. The Brewski Fest to benefit SWASA on Sunday afternoon. The Wasaic Project has the opening of their fall festival. In Chatham, they have an October Feast, which is running once again on October the 7th. I mean, then we have, of course, going on the Star Wars breakfast on Sunday morning at the Sharon Fire Department because the ambulance squad puts that in. You name it, it's going on this weekend.
Yeah, and again, there's nothing we can do to stop the showers, that's for sure, or that tropical system. So, again, Sunday afternoon through Monday.
What time do you think Sunday afternoon?
I would say as early as noon.
Okay, but it's going to be showers. It's not going to be a steady rain on Sunday.
Not Sunday, but Monday, yes.
All right. Well, that's okay. They've got big tents for the Brewski Fest and stuff like that for Sunday afternoon. So they'll be fine.
Okay.
They'll be fine.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so what happened with my Google Drive? Well, what happened is one of the automatic software programs deleted cookies last night, because when I came in to the weather center, I see it says the following was done, blah, 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 blah. I didn't think anything of it. And I'm working along fine. And now it comes time to trash the old files and bring the new files into the Google Drive. And I call up the Google Drive, and it says here, first I get a thing, try out the Google Drive, but it says Metro Weather Radio, you know, because we have different folders. And if I click on radio, there's all the radio. Say, I'm going to click on, I click on you, WHDD, and there are all your files from yesterday. But to the left, I used to have a pane, if you will, a left pane, P-A-N-E, that gave me different things, your trash and all of that. Well, I don't have that. That's not there. So I figured, well, maybe if I click on the file, it will appear. And as soon as I click on, I'm clicking on the document comes up. And that's it. So whatever that software program did, I'm missing the menu on the left side.
That might be. I don't have Google Drive on this computer here. Hang on a second here. That might just be. Well, we got a minute here. That might just be a setting that you can fix very simply. Hang on a second here.
That's what I was hoping, but I don't even see a thing for settings.
I'm going to go to my Google Drive and see what we see here. Boom, 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 boom. There we go. There's a little. Hang on a second here. There's a little. You see a little on the top right hand side of Google Drive.
Really?
You see a little thing that looks like a nut that you can turn.
A gear. It's not there.
It's not there.
It's not there. Nope. See, that's the problem.
That's the settings. Yeah.
And it's also saying in the upper right hand corner, sign in.
Okay, you've got to sign in. That's why you have to sign in. You must sign in. Do you know how to sign into your Google Drive?
I have no idea what the sign-in is.
Okay, that's what your problem is. You're not signed in. So it's not giving you full access to everything.
Okay.
It's almost like when I go to your Google Drive, when you send things to us,
right?
None of that stuff is showing except for the files. So your problem is that it cleared out your sign-in from your computer, and you're not signed into Google Drive. That's what the problem is.
So I just have to sign in, so I got to get that from Mike.
Yep, that's exactly what the problem is.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, and I wish the best for you. I won't be here on Monday, as you know, but I will be here Tuesday, and I wish the best for me that all of this gets done, and next week we could finally close up.
I hope everything works out great for you, but what I want you to do is I want you to see if you can save October 22nd. That's a Sunday.
And?
Well, we're going to have a birthday party to celebrate my 65th birthday, and we're asking the public to attend on Sunday the 22nd from 12 until 4.
12 to 4, so you want nice weather.
Yes.
Okay. I will try to see what I can do. The long range don't go that far, but I will be looking at it and see what I could do for Marshall.
That's right. Put that order in.
the order is in. I was looking at my long range forecast. I have heavy thunderstorms. And, oh, God. We don't even want to go there. Okay. We'll see what happens.
All right. Hey, Pat, have a great weekend. We'll speak to you Tuesday.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.